This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents A Christmas Cracker by Tricia Ashley. Read by Julia Barry and Scott Williams.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Bottled.
You mean you've known for ages that your boss at Champers and Shocks was passing off bottles of cheap fizz as vintage champagne, and you haven't done a single thing about it? Kate exclaimed incredulously, her pale blue eyes wide, and a cup of herbal tea the exact colour of cat pee suspended halfway to her rose-tinted lips. Kate was my opposite in looks, being small, fair and cute, though she wasn't as cute as she thought she was, unless you were really fond of rabbits. And speaking of rabbits, she should have long since put her penchant for pale pink fluffy jumpers behind her, even if the Angora had been ethically sourced, which I doubted. I sighed and stirred my Americano, starting to wish I hadn't said anything about it, because after all, she and her husband were Jeremy's old friends, not mine, and she'd been less than welcoming when we'd first got engaged. But sometimes Kate and I would meet up for a coffee, and that day being one of those occasions, my worries had spilled out of me the moment we'd sat down. It wouldn't have happened.